Welcome to 239 Uncensored. Everything Southwest Florida and beyond with your host, Tim Jarrett. This podcast covers it all. Real talk on issues from real estate to real crime. Join the discussion on hot topics to politics. Don't get left behind. Be in the know about everything Southwest Florida and beyond.
Hey, welcome to 239 Uncensored. And again, we are having a blast. We have Tina Osceola and I have, this has been a great week. We have another female python hunter that actually lives in Collier County. This is great. Amy, this is Amy Seawee. Are you on there, on the line?
I'm here. Let's do this.
Tina, you're there too, right?
I'm here. Hi, Amy.
Hey.
We like to do a little bit from remote, and I'm in the studio. Tina's out on the. She's actually like looking for places that snakes aren't. So, exactly. Amy, we talked a little bit yesterday before you came on, and it's kind of cool because this happened by accident. We know Shark Week's kind of going on TV, but I think it's been Python Week for us here at 239 Uncensored. And we're getting all these people that are catching snakes, and we're having a lot of fun with this. And people love to hear these stories. It's crazy. So I think we need to make this like an annual event. Are you in for that?
I'm in. Let's do that for sure.
All right.
I'll take Python Week over Shark Week all day long.
There you go. I will too.
What? Tell me, Amy. I mean, I'm Seminole, and of course, you know, we're not allowed to interact with pythons or rattlesnakes or anything. It's our culture disallows it. And so for me, I mean, I'm just amazed at the capture itself. So kind of explain to us a little bit about the adrenaline, what goes through your mind, you know, the first time you see the python, and then what?
Sure. I can happily explain that. Let me back up first and say that I've always been into herpetology, which is the study of reptiles and amphibians, for my whole life. So, and snakes have always had some involvement in my life. So I've had a lot of experience with snakes. The difference down here in Florida with the pythons is that they're a lot bigger than they are everywhere else that I've ever been to catch snakes in the wild. They're amazing. And so when I first came down here, and it was only a year and a half ago, I moved from Indiana just to figure out how to become a python hunter. And
that's awesome.
I know it's ridiculous, but it's true. So when I'm out on the road or even in the swamp, wherever, and you know, you see this, let's say it's just a 10-foot python across your path. It is the most incredible thing you've seen. You know, I'm used to seeing
it's a rush.
So at most a 6-foot snake and, you know, a little thin snake. And then to see this python and the first time I saw a 16 footer across 41, I almost fell over. I mean, it is amazing. And it's really weird because instincts just kind of kick in. And when I see it, let's say the smaller snakes, the 10 or 11 footers, you know, you just do what you do. You just go and you catch them and it's a battle. You try not to get bitten. Sometimes you do. It's not that fun, but you know, it happens. And you just catch them. I don't know. It's so hard to explain because it's just instinctual almost for me.
So when you go in for the catch, do they move really fast? Can they get away from you quickly or no?
Well, yes and no. So it's interesting. It depends on where you're catching them, because if you're on the levees where there's not a lot of traffic, you can literally walk up to them. And until you put your hands on them, they really don't do much because they don't really see you as that much of a threat. But when I'm on 41 and that's where I do most of my hunting, they're a lot edgier, I'll say, and they're on point. So you have to be quick because they start to get a little nervous with the traffic. And so as you approach them, they are aware and they'll start to take off. So it can be, you know, a battle sometimes trying to get them.
Amy, You said it's instinctual. My instinct is to get the heck out of there. What are you thinking? I'm like, holy shit.
I know.
I'm like, holy shit, I got to go. Why am I even here? This is crazy. I mean, it's just laugh at it. You say, oh, it's instinctual. Yeah, it's instinctual to get the hell out.
But I know. What is wrong with me? I don't know. That's, it's, you know.
I love it.
It's, it's been this thing ever since I was little. I had this fascination with the snakes. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, why can't it be like kittens or like art or something, you know? Why is it the snakes?
That's probably what your family is thinking, right? Really?
Well, snakes? Well, here's the thing. My mother is deathly afraid of snakes to the point that she can't even look at them. So she can't look at any of the pictures of me, can't watch any of the videos. And so I really feel like I am a punishment for her for something she's done in her life.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, just to add to that, I know that you have a YouTube channel called Amy's Snake Adventures and Other Wild Escapades. And I was going through that and, you know, talk about my heart was like up in my throat. But then I realized that you were doing this, like you said, since you were a young girl. But there's videos of you doing this on Lake Erie, but with water snakes, not pythons.
Yes, yes. Lake Erie water snakes. Yeah, the Lake Erie water snakes are they're feisty little things. They're mean and they bite a lot, but they're not very big.
So let me. We talked a little bit about the bite yesterday, and for some crazy reason, Anne told us that when they bite, their teeth are so damn sharp that it's just like a razor. You don't feel it. I don't see how that's a case.
You know, it's true. You really don't feel it. I mean, you can feel the punch of it, and it does, I guess, sting a little bit after the fact, but it leaves some nasty marks on you, and you bleed a lot. And yeah. So I don't know if you saw this, Tina, but I have a video up there of where I got bitten in the ass by a python.
Yes. I was just going to bring that up.
You got bit in the booty by a python?
Yes. It was the most ridiculous thing. So it was a day that we had gone canoeing, and it was in the winter, so they're active during the day. So we got 7 snakes, and that's really hard to do. And they were all pretty good-sized pythons. So we bring them back to a holiday park to just kind of, you know, show people and do a little educational thing. And these pythons are just, they're everywhere. It's crazy. So we're trying to kind of control them. I've got one by the tail, and it's kind of a small one. And the smaller ones, I swear, they're feistier. And they just try to bite all the time. And technically, I know, if you don't want to get bitten by a python, you hold it by its head. I know this. We were, you know, just doing a thing. So that's why I had it by the tail. And so another python all of a sudden comes racing across me. So I bend down to pick that python up. Well, that gave the python in my hand the opportunity to go around me and just bite me completely, perfectly in the middle of my butt.
Yes. Yeah. And you never let go of the snake, though. That's what was so amazing for me, is you never let go of the snake.
No, I couldn't. I didn't want him to go anywhere. So the funny thing is, so I got, well, actually, this girl that was there about 5 minutes later, she comes up to me and she goes, you have blood on your pants. I was like, wow, I never thought anyone would say that to me from a snake bite in the butt. But anyway.
Oh, that's
it'd
crazy.
It'd be cool, right? It'd be cool at the same time.
Yes.
And so I got home and I had to have my fiance check out the damage, and there were 9 puncture marks that I had. So,
9?
Yeah, that was fun. Yep.
How many teeth does a python have? Like how?
You know, that's a good question. They've got a mouthful of them though, front and top and bottom.
They're like little razors?
Yeah. Wow. And they're, I actually can send you guys a picture. It's kind of cool. I have a jaw, like the jawbone of a python that's about 9 or 10 feet, and they are wicked looking teeth because they're all hooked backwards. Because it's meant so when they bite the animal, it can't get away. It can't back up.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just hooks further and further in. So yeah, they're pretty wicked for sure. You don't want to get bitten if you don't have to.
No, especially, I mean, I can't even imagine big ones, little ones, you know, just getting bit. I mean, obviously they're restrictor, but right? Restrictor, that's the right word?
Constrictor.
Constrictor, yeah.
Constrictor.
Almost, you know, a restrictor. Constrictor. So,
no, yeah. Tim, you're restricted.
Yeah, I'm
no
restricted. Yeah, no python for me. Yeah, I know we talked a little bit about where you go. You said you do a lot of it on 41, you do a lot of it on levees and that type of thing. Do you have like a secret secret place that you can, you know, reveal here on, you know, 239 Uncensored? Because we want to get the real deal. Or are they just pretty much everywhere out there? Because, you know, like fishermen, they have like fishing holes. Do you have like a really cool snake hole that you can like kind of tell us maybe the approximate area?
Well, now, if I told you, it wouldn't be a secret now, would it?
Damn it, I'm trying to get the information out of you.
I'm like, I'm just trying not to laugh. I don't know if I've ever heard the term snake hole before.
Snake hole.
Is that a thing, Amy?
It is, except I call it, I have a, it's called my secret place. I also have my honey hole.
Okay, I mean, gotcha.
It's kind of, you know, snake hole sort of.
All right, just so you do have them, but you are not going to reveal the GPS coordinates at this time. That's fine. We understand that.
I am not going to do that. However, what I will tell you, though, is that the majority of what I do is on 41 from 29 to, all the way to the Miccosukee Casino. So
To Chrome Avenue.
Wow. That's the main area. Now, what I will also say, since this is, you know, a West Coast thing that we're doing here, there have been a lot more that have been discovered along 41 from 29 and north of that on 41.
Oh, so that means they're coming up towards us in Naples, yeah. In
well,
South Naples.
There.
What do you mean they're already? What do you mean they're already there? Don't be telling me that.
They are there.
No way. I don't believe you. I'm trying
not to. I will tell you this. My friend, he lives up in, I forget where, somewhere up there. And he was driving home, found a python at Collier and 41 in the intersection.
No, like.
Yes, at like 3 o'clock in the morning. But yeah.
Oh, wow. That makes sense, because a few months back, it might even be 6 months back now. I mean, everything runs together because of the pandemic. But I remember reading something in the Naples Daily News about a python in the parking lot of Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting up
there.
And
then you were just in the paper, Amy. You were in the paper with was it almost 18 feet or just over 18 feet?
I wish I could say it was 17.3. It's still a big girl, though.
That's like huge. 17 foot 3 inches. How much did that weigh?
110 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, she weighs almost as much as I do. So.
Wow. That's so cool. Now, I read a little bit about this. You were in a position and you had a python and you were laying on him, from my understanding, or you were up on him, and then you actually like yelled at some people that were driving by to help you.
I did.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, well, here's what happened. When I was driving on 41, I saw her periscoping, which means, you know, she's sticking her head up about 2.5-3 feet off the ground and just kind of, like, staring. I don't really know why they do it, but they do. And so I drove by, and then I thought, wait a minute. And so I back up, and I could see whatever the profile was of whatever I was looking at, and I saw it was a pretty big snake. So I pulled over, got my stuff, and ran out, and I couldn't find her. She had gone down, and it took me about 3 minutes to find a 17-foot snake, and I knew where she was. And that's how camouflaged these things are. It's
amazing.
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
So I finally found, I saw her pattern, and then I found her head, and I almost died. I was like, oh, Jesus, how am I going to do this by myself? You know, and I couldn't even see her whole body.
In that case, phone a friend, like, you know, hey.
Right? Let me back up for a second, because last year I had to let about a foot, 16 footer go because I was by myself. And I couldn't, you know, I couldn't handle her by myself safely. And so I said, you know, this is never going to happen again. How can I get a snake this big if I'm by myself? Because I hunt by myself a lot. And that's when I came up with snake bag. What that does is it, first of all, takes the bite fear away. I mean, not fear, but it takes that. So she can't bite me. She can't get away because she doesn't know where she's going. So they just kind of chill out, and it makes it really easy to handle them. So when I saw her, and so I had my bag ready, and I saw her, and I put my hand on the back of her neck and started to shimmy backwards. So I just had to lock my elbows, sit on top of her, and hold her by, you know, behind the neck, so she couldn't get any further back. And I put the head bag on her. And then she immediately calmed down. And I'm sitting on top of her, though. I have no idea where the breastplate is. I can't even see it. And so I'm sitting there going, this is a gigantic snake. How the hell am I going to pull her out of here? Because I was kind of in a ditch. So it was really going to be a lot to get the snake out. So I was sitting there for a good 5 minutes, and then I was getting ready to actually attempt it. And then I saw some of my other fellow contractors drive by. I actually called Ann to see where she was.
Right.
Come help me. And then so I saw these other guys. I'm like, hey, you guys. And they're like, what the hell are you doing down there? And so I'm like, I'm sitting on it. And they're like, crap, this dude. So they helped me pull her out and everything. But I did have her secured and, you know, and subdued by myself. And the head bag is, so it's not a super exciting battle, but I still can say that I caught a 17 footer by myself. So that's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And what we talked to Ann Gordon Vega yesterday about women python hunters specifically. And I mean, I have my own theory behind, well, I shouldn't say, I have my own opinion about this. But why are women so successful in, you know, in the area of python hunting? What would you think, just off the top of your head?
Well, I really think it's a passion thing. And there's so many different reasons that we're out there. I'm out there because I just love snakes. Of course, it's a double-edged sword. Right. But, you know, we've got some people that are out there because, you know, they grew up in the Everglades and they don't want to see the ecosystem take a turn like it is. So they want to, right. You know, so they're passionate about it. They love mammals and they don't want to see all the mammals being eaten by these snakes. So, you know, so there's passion plays a big role in this. And I think that there are a lot of women have, you know, some of these issues that are near and dear to their hearts. And so they get out there and they do it with everything they have. I also think that, you know, women and men are different, obviously. And yeah. We have to be, you know, I couldn't out-muscle a 110-pound snake. I could not muscle him. So I have to right. be smarter than snake. You know, so we have to, you know, I know that there's another.
I see where this is going. I see where this is going.
Well, I was just going to say, you have to use, you know, your best assets. And whatever, if I, you know, and I use my head. So I can outsmart the snakes, you know? So, because some of these guys, they're huge and they can easily handle, maybe not easily, but they can definitely handle a 17-foot snake. A lot of them might, right. you know? Right. So it's just a matter of figuring that out.
Ask Tina what her thoughts are.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm very interested in that, Tina.
You know what? The first thing that came to mind, and I told Tim, I'm like, listen, as a female and as women, we are very good at sniffing out the snakes that are around us. And I can sniff them out a mile away. Talk about periscoping, because periscoping, you know, we have that down.
Oh, girl, that is awesome.
I can see Tina and Amy sitting there having a drink and then, you know, kind of periscoping. You know,
yeah.
the reverse, you guys are hunting. No, you're hunting for the people who are going to come get you, you know, then stay away from me. I can just imagine it.
I've never called for help. Have I, Tim?
No, Tina can handle herself. I've known Tina for 25 years and yeah, Tina can take care of herself. She's real, real good at that.
Yeah. She sounds like kind of a badass. Definitely.
Oh yeah. Tina's a badass.
Yeah. I've hung up my badass shoes now. I'm a grandma with the minivan. So, you know, Amy, if we would have met 15 years ago, yes.
Girl, you're still a badass. Give me a break. Come on.
She's a badass. Don't let her fool you. Don't let her fool you.
I was going to say, she's not.
No, she's good. So, you know, we talked a little bit about it. We never really did get into, I mean, financially, I'm sure, you know, depending on the size of the snake, how does that look like? Is there like, I know you work for, is it FWC or water management, I believe, technically. But
yeah, I work for water management.
But obviously it's a passion for you, right? So you probably love that. And, you know, I'm sure you make something, but it's more of a love, right?
Yeah, nobody's getting rich catching pythons, I'll tell you that.
But no. Do you have you had anybody, this is kind of a cool question, has anybody come to you about maybe doing like a, I would watch that all day long, like a Everglades Python Hunter with ladies on it. That'd be, to me, would be the best show on earth.
Yeah, well, I think that there have been some talks about a show like that. I know that they've got the other show out there that's got some Python Hunters on it.
Let's do
it. But yeah, I mean, I could do it. I mean, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, just
I'm all in.
Yeah.
But I came from real estate. Well, I did real estate for 13 years in Indiana before I moved here. So I just moved here and decided to figure out how to become a Python Hunter. So snakes don't really pay like houses, though. So, so there's other, you have to figure out ways to make money sometimes.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, both Tina and I do real estate as well. I'm a broker in town. So, and that works out good for us, but I think I'm going to stay doing real estate. You know, I might venture out and see how you do it one night, but I don't know if I'm going to be jumping on the back of any snakes anytime soon. So, you know.
No. Don't worry. I got it.
Yeah. I'll be behind Amy for sure.
I'll go after bad guys, all that stuff, but none of this snake thing is not going to go for it. But, hey, Amy, this has been great, man. I hope you, like we asked Ann, if you get something really big, or even if you don't get anything big, just, you know, give us a call. If you're out one night, just call from the field. You know, and say, hey, we're out here. You got this going on. You know, that would be fantastic because everybody in Collier County is proud of you for doing what you're doing because it's a fun thing for you. But ultimately, I mean, give us a rundown as of what you're doing. I know we talked about it yesterday that all the mammals, the small mammals in the Everglades are gone, you know, because of this whole thing.
Yeah. I'm really thankful. I'm, you know, just talk about, you know, preserving the Everglades and preserving our environment. I mean, all of our little small animals are gone. So I really am thankful that you're doing this, Amy. And I'm glad that you, you know, hung up your realtor lapel pin, left it in Indiana and came to Florida. Thank you.
Well, you know, thank you for saying that. And the interesting thing is that it is such a double-edged sword because I think that these animals are just fascinating and beautiful and amazing. And I hate that we have to kill them. I absolutely hate it, but there's no other choice.
Right,
and you know, it's not their fault. It's not their fault that they're here. Right. You know, it's our fault.
Right.
But so I've kind of made it my mission, and what I'm pretty passionate about is figuring out ways to use as much of the python as we can, so they don't just go to waste. So we're not just throwing them in a pile for them to rot. You know, how can they, you know, give back to us almost and continue to give? So I've partnered with actually. Bee Swanky is a luxury handbag company out of Sarasota.
Right, and, right. I heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I sell, you know, those skins. I get them, I skin the pythons, I pan them, and then she uses them for her python line. And they are the most amazing bags you've ever seen. So it's a really good, I'm really happy that we partnered. So, you know, that's at least one way that we can use things.
Yeah, I agree. And I saw some of those online. I think, I know she's on Facebook, Instagram. How can people go and see some of those designs?
Yeah, beeswanky.com.
Beeswanky.com, that's what it is.
Beeswanky, yeah.
Yep, it's with a B-S-W-A-N-K-Y.
All
so,
right.
It's pretty cool stuff. So actually, I worked with a chef also to see if we could get some good Python recipes.
Oh, really?
And Python. Oh, yeah, wow. Python is really chewy.
Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite.
Try to do everything you can to it to make it taste good, but still got a little chewiness to it.
Yeah. It's, I ended up spitting one of them. I'm like, I'm bored. Right now.
That's good. Well, Amy, we really appreciate you coming on and thank you. And remember what we asked you to do. If you get something really good, make sure you call us. And you know, we want 239 Uncensored. This podcast we started a couple weeks ago and it's already blowing up through the roof. So, you know, get, you know, everybody who's listening, send this stuff out to your friends, your neighbors. Amy is going to be on hopefully again many times. We love it. Local lady that's doing a lot of good things and having fun. And we're very proud to know you and have you on the show.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. This has been awesome, and I can't wait for the next time.
All right. Thanks, Amy. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. All right.
Please make sure to download and listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And don't forget to like and share on social media.